I have hired some of the ditziest hostesses on the planet. I will put my record against anybody's. If you think you had a ditzy hostess, I'm telling you. I got him. So anyway, we hired this hostess, and she's a very nice woman, very sweet. But she was kind of on the ditzy side, and we used to use that to our advantage for my amusement. Sometimes when we weren't busy, I would do things like I would send her downstairs. Can you go downstairs and get the cheese straightener? And she'd be like, yeah, where is it? It's down. You'll see it. You can't miss it.
Just my own edification. There's no such thing as a cheese straightener.
No, of course not.
Just check it.
So I sent it down for the cheese straightener. She can't find it. She comes back up sweating, hair frizzed out, the whole thing.
Right.
I said, you didn't find it? She goes, no. I said, it's right next to the steam expander. If you go down and see the steam expander, she goes down again. I describe a steam expander. She comes back up. I can't find it. So this goes on for about a half an hour. Okay. Finally, she realizes that I'm just screwing around with her. And she doesn't even get mad. She's like, oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. You have no idea how funny that was. Anyway, make a long story short, there is a God, and he takes care of drunks, dogs, and dizzy women, right?
Okay.
I know I'm going to get mail on that.
You will.
Anyway, so we had a party of four looking to sit down. So the manager goes over, and she says to her, and I'll use the name Matilda.
Okay.
So she goes, Matilda, table 30's getting up. Get a party of four down. So she goes, who's up?
Yeah.
So she goes, the guy over there, with the comb-over guy over there. This comb-over started at his elbow and went over other people's heads. It wasn't even just on his own head. It was like combed over other people. It was like nuts, right?
Right, right.
So she's okay, and she takes the four menus, and she starts walking around the bar. Comb-over, party of four, comb-over. Comb-over, party of four, comb-over. And the manager runs to me. She goes, you're not going to believe what she's doing. You got to stop her. Stop her. I got to see how this ends. She takes two laps around the bar screaming, comb-over, party of four, your table's ready, and then goes back. Apparently, comb-over didn't realize his over was combed.
He was it.
Yeah. So he winds up, fate would have it, and my luck being what it is.
Right.
He walks up to the hostess desk, and he's like annoyed now, and he looks at the hostess, Matilda, and he goes, is my table ready yet? She goes, are you Mr. Comb-over?
To his face.
To his face. He wasn't even mad. I mean, it went right over the comb, over his head or whatever. It was unbelievable.